Hey y'all, what's up? This is Makai, and this is my fourth podcast. I have my usual crew here.
What it do? It's Janaine.
Asia.
Bianca.
And today, we're talking about sex ed, which if you don't know, is sexual education. You know, for the people who don't know abbreviations. Go school. So, one question is, should sexual education be taught in schools? Let's just say schools at random right now.
Okay.
As a future educator, thank you. I think it should be because, we're people, we're going to have sex. I just think if they know before they do something, they'll be less likely to do it, but at the end of the day, they'll be knowledgeable of what they're doing. Because it's so tragic to know about a child that is doing something, but don't know what they're doing. Like,
as another future cater, I also...
Future cater? I'm pretty sure you meant future educator.
Did I say future cater?
Yes, you did.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, just skip me. Somebody else go.
No.
Keep going.
Because I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Y'all, future educator here.
Future educator. I also think we should be teaching in schools. But I don't think... I know people know that we should teach it in schools. But it's just a matter... It's just a question of what grade to teach.
That's another question. Because for me, I learned about sexual education back in elementary. Last year of elementary.
I didn't have it till high school.
I didn't have a class until the last year of my elementary school year. I knew about sex way before then. My mom and the fact that I kept going to the doctor because of some situation, and they thought I was having sex at that age, and I'm just like, no, I don't even know what the hell this is. Mm-hmm. So
I had two other sisters, so my mom had to talk with all of us there, and I was there for it twice. I knew what it was.
Let me tell you how I find out about sex. We had a bad site that it was spelled like Disney, but two letters was flipped, and I was like, it was Disney is D-I-S-N-E-Y, right? Mm-hmm. This website was D-I-N-S-E-Y, and I just went to. I was like, what is this? My mom got mad at me. I was like, I was trying to go to Disney Channel. But I was curious, and I was probably in.
But like, all children are curious. Period.
Yeah. And then all parents try to shelter you, and it's so sad. Because my mom tried to shelter me with the strongest power and will, but she failed terribly.
That's gonna happen, period. Because you get older,
as soon as they got cable, guess who was up at 10 o'clock at night, even though bedtime was at 5. But I will always sneak into my mom's room because my mom's friend Dwight, who lived with us, will always be up that late and he'll be watching some shit. And then, you know how channels have the daytime programs and the nighttime programs? Mm-hmm. So when he went to sleep, the nighttime programs came on and I was watching Girls Gone Wild. So I would legit sneak into their room, sit at their foot of their bed, unseen by people in front of me, like up there, mm-hmm. creep through their door, sit there and just watch. And as soon as I hear shifting or the snoring stops, because Dwight snores, but he also wakes up in the middle of the night. So as soon as I hear the snoring stop, crawl and then run back to my room, hop in my bed and sleep.
Sleep.
Well, I think it should be taught. Oh, I'm sorry.
There was only one time he caught me. He didn't tell nobody. And then there was a time where so he just, because I'm a guy, so you know how technically he was my dad. So you know how dads are with their boys. They'll just let it slide. Mm-hmm. So after I got caught that one time,
what you watching?
As soon as I got caught, I came up with the excuse of I was terrified of the dark, y'all, when I was younger. So I will always be like, I'm terrified of the dark. They bought me night lights and night lamps hanging on my wall, plugged up into my wall. They night everything. I was listening to the radio. I was just like, I'm still scared of the dark, and go hop in their bed, pretend to go to sleep, and then wake up and still watch the shit. Wow. And then he noticed I started doing that, so I will always fall asleep in their bed. So every morning I will always wake up back in my bed. I'm just like, how did I get here? So one night I'm just like, I'm just curious. I'm gonna fake to be asleep. So I'm faking sleeping the entire night until Dwight wakes up and is just like, he picks me up, throws me over his shoulder, and then walks me back to my room and then puts me in my bed. And that's how I figured out how I got back to my room.
Okay, so which age would y'all, I mean, what grade would y'all teach sex ed?
I mean,
I, when I was in middle grade. School, I knew girls like that was having sex in
before,
seventh, eighth,
before seventh grade, so.
I think junior high, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Junior high, end of elementary, because I learned that in the end of elementary.
Did it helped?
It did help. Like, it did help a lot of my friends, because I know a lot of my friends were like, as soon as I get into junior high, I'm about to, you know,
I feel like
the walls.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids in middle school were like excited
and then
to
now,
lose them virginity,
especially now.
Yes, oh, nowadays. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid in junior high, losing your virginity was the cool thing. So,
honestly,
if
yes.
you still had your virginity, you were deemed uncool.
Like,
you were deemed immature. You were cute. You were all adorable. So, people will lie and say, oh, I lost my virginity when you didn't.
I didn't lie. I just never answered the question.
When they asked me, I'm just
like,
I'm still a virgin, bitch.
I'm like, why you want to know?
So, what? You had sex and I didn't.
But
so you have a bigger chance of getting a sexual transmitted disease than I do.
I'm having a full time. Wait a minute. Okay, let me speak for people who did.
You
should
okay.
It's okay. God, I regret that shit because I learned to sex ed after. But I was old, and it was by like somebody who was older than me. So who are you?
That's
not
even. No, okay, stop. Please.
That sounds bad. It does sound bad. That's not how it is. It sounds bad, but that's not how it was.
Future educated.
Okay, I'm a future educator, but now I know. So I know what to expect. I know the signs. Because I was a mean seventh grader. I was a wild seventh grader. But
let's talk about how I was when I was a kid.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I hated being called the teacher's pet. I hated being called goody two shoes. I hated it. But when I hit like some grade in elementary, I realized something. Just because they call me that doesn't mean shit to me, because I'm going to be me. But not to also mention, due to me being the teacher's pet, the goody two shoes, the always the one helping, I can get away with a lot more shit than the people.
Hell yeah!
No.
Definitely.
No.
We're
going to stop. No.
No. Anyways. No. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. When I was young, I helped anyone not expecting nothing in return. I always love helping people. But my teachers will always go above and beyond for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even in elementary, I would always be there helping them with their work or helping them, you know, keep track of all the students that were there. I went to a private school.
Okay.
So I was helping keeping attendance and all that. So my teachers will go above and beyond for me. One time my teachers will buy me stuff. Yes, they bought me shit. This is why I was so outspoken about everyone I ever met. Obviously. So.
You're older now, tune in left.
I know.
But
I don't like.
I hate using people.
The
question I had, going back to topic, thank you, was, okay. You know, now, one time I read an article on Snapchat, and it was like a lot of kids. Like go to use internet sources or porn to find out information about sex. So I was like, ooh, you know, some of those sources
aren't always accurate.
And some
so,
it's just like really bad that you know you can't go to your parent, your teacher.
Like some kids,
I feel
be...
like for parents, people don't want to see that kid grow up, and it's so hard to because sex is a grown up thing or. Older kid thing. You know, I got what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
It's for
and
older
then,
people.
It's supposed
and
to
then
be.
Some parents are like, oh, you're asking them, are you having sex?
Mm-hmm. That was my parents.
And then if you ask me that, that just shuts down the conversation for me. Because
mm-hmm.
if you can't trust me
yeah.
enough mm-hmm. to not have sex and just want to know the information,
then they'll shame you.
Yeah.
But I think, like, it's really a big thing now since social media is so big that people, instead of going to secure sources, they go search the web for
information. When we were younger, sex was glorified. Honestly, even now, it's even more glorified.
Yeah, honestly.
But it was glorified, but it was taboo to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially for females. Like, anything of sexual nature, no. You don't even supposed to know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about your parts. Don't touch your parts. Don't let other people touch your parts. It was taboo.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Even though you
but now, in this generation, it's not taboo no more.
Like, oh
they talk freshly. About whatever.
They talk about it, yeah.
They talk about it. They had it. They draw attention to it. Anything, mm-hmm. boys and girls, male, female, any gender you classify as.
And it's so accessible, like even kids.
Yes.
Like people post.
That's another thing. When I was younger, TV was another thing. But as soon as the internet was introduced to my household, all hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
I found porn sites and all that other shit. And I'm a sneaky person. You may not know this about me, but I'm sneaky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned real quick how to go onto porn sites. I learned real quick how to delete my history.
Dead.
And I learned how to cover my tracks. So this information is accessible easily, but also false information is accessible easily,
yeah.
as well as sex itself is easily accessible too.
Oh my god, you know what I didn't like in high school when we had a health class and they just so happened to talk about sex? I didn't like how they showed all the fucking diseases you can get and never really explained how to protect yourself.
That's another thing.
You know,
yeah.
That is another thing. When they talk about sex ed, it's not just, oh, you don't have sex.
Yeah, it was
or,
legit, don't
oh,
have sex.
Be abstinent.
Because
that's like, sex ed. That's not sex ed. Sex ed
is
you knowing what
can
happen, knowing how to protect yourself, and knowing how to do it properly.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to bring it around to another part of the conversation. No, okay, so sex, I went to a church and they talked about sex and they said that how we were younger at church, they just said sex was a sin, don't have sex and stuff like that. But like, do you think talking about it at church makes a difference? Because my pastor talked about it, but he didn't talk about don't have sex. He just said like sex was a pleasureful thing and that's not even a word. Sex was a good thing and you're supposed to have sex. And he said that like people who say sex is bad is gonna make you want to have
sex
more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think sex should be taught that way in church too for little kids?
But here's the thing: not everyone goes to
church.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
everyone's religious, and then also not all churches are the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's some churches who
that's
when they teach
like,
at sex is just like sex is a sin. Never
don't
supposed to have it.
Yeah, but then they're more likely to have sex.
That's what goes with anything that is deemed taboo by authority figures. So if you deem it like, oh, you don't supposed to do this, most likely they're going, I wonder why. Let me go
mm-hmm.
try this.
Yes.
But as far as to teach it in church,
like for church, there's more taboos in church than there are in school.
School,
you don't learn everything. Obviously, they do keep something
but
underneath the radar.
Some
people
do based on like human aspects, I guess, like material aspects. So,
yeah.
Sex will probably be a part of the conversation
mm-hmm.
as far as you living healthy.
I mean,
but,
taught in both.
I mean, it can be, but the person who's teaching it needs to know their information. You
I
can't
think,
just preach.
I think
sex is terrible. You can't have
no,
your own
I
bias.
Think, I think
you
need, if it was to be taught in church, Christianity as a religion should probably not stop deeming it as taboo.
Yeah,
there's the main religion.
Yeah.
Be like,
what I learned in mass communication, y'all. One of my classes I took this semester. You need to know your bias. What you're biased of. If
yeah.
you know that if you teach sex ed, the words that come out of your mouth the most is don't do it,
mm-hmm.
that is your bias.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be teaching it.
Honestly.
But if
yeah.
that is your bias, you need a strong objectivity to compromise or whatever.
For them to understand. Yeah,
yes.
I get what you're saying.
You need to understand that this is no longer your bias. You're teaching someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't want to teach them your bias. Because then that's how hate and stuff spreads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like racism and sexism
and misogyny
and then
all that good stuff.
All them that's why I said in church there's a whole lot more taboos than there are in school. Mm-hmm. In school, you can talk about things more willingly and freely. And in also, church, not so much.
Yeah, because when you talk about sex, another thing is that now, you know, more people are more open with their sexuality. So, you know, people...
Yeah,
I'm bisexual. More people are coming out. So, when I learned in high school about sex ed, like, they just talk about straight couples, period. So, now that, you know, it's a lot of different... LGBTQ and all the other letters in the world.
LGBTQIA. Plus.
Yes.
Because there's more.
Now that it's more, you can't just like talk about straight couples. You have to expand it. You can't. So in church, that would be different because a lot of churches still
don't.
I can't.
Yeah. Some churches still don't see the LGBTQIA plus community as a community.
Yeah.
They so still want to swipe them underneath the radar. They still condemn them. They
so
still do all that.
So school will still be an ideal
but school
platform to
is
teach
an
about
even
sex
platform.
Ed. Yeah. Because you can tell, you can teach everybody. Like, you can't just be like, oh, sex don't have it. But you can't do that. And you
because
can't just be focused on, you know, straight.
That's another thing with sexual education. You can't just be focused on male and female aspects.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my...
Because I feel like
Dwight has a family member.
LGBTQ is more... more likely to go experience stuff because nobody talks about it.
Yeah, because I know my friend, my mom's friend Dwight, he has a family member who works for the school systems, like for comics and stuff like that. So, like juvie.
Oh, convicts. Okay,
So, they, I remember he said, telling a story at the Thanksgiving table that they went on a field trip. And so everyone thought about the girl-boy situation about sex. So they separated them easily.
Huh.
But they neglected and forgot about the girl-girl situation and the guy-guy situation. Mm-hmm. So there was still sex happening.
It wasn't just what they thought. Yeah.
So you can't neglect those parts of society because there are still parts of society. You can't neglect all of them. You can't just vision one thing. Everyone, if you're going to teach everyone... You need to teach everyone everything and all options and all aspects.
That's true. Cause I feel like a lot of misinformation or bad information or information that is not known is from the gay community. So what grade?
The gay community.
I still think six. Middle school is more likely because they're old enough. They're old enough to, like, oh, I
want
to try this. Like,
oh,
you got a part, I got a part.
They've hit puberty.
Yeah.
They feeling urges.
You need to teach them.
You get more curious.
You start growing body parts and stuff. You start growing.
You start noticing. Oh, she's getting loose.
Exactly. So, they should know. I think sixth grade would be probably the ideal.
Yes. And then, so we discussed the grade, and then we also discussed that if you're going to teach it, you need to know your stuff, you need to teach it for everyone.
How do you feel about people teaching abstinence instead of sex ed?
I mean...
They're like, it's biased.
That's another biased thing, to be honest. You can teach abstinence.
And people honestly be centering that around
sexual
religion.
Education.
Mm-hmm. No, religion.
That's like fucking dare.
Wait,
what? Don't do drugs.
Oh.
Honestly.
Don't do drugs.
See, that's the campaign. Everybody's wearing the don't do drugs
button.
See,
don't do drugs.
Abstinence is just like don't do drugs. You tell people don't do it, but then they'll turn around and do it because they want to know, why are you telling me not to?
Yeah, why not do it? Like,
why not?
Because they're like, I'm a grown person. I can do whatever I want. It's my body. It's my opinion. I'm not hurting nobody else with what I do. So
why don't I go try and see?
I don't get
why.
I don't get why there are parents out there that like children. Like, at the end of the day, they're going to be grown. One day.
I told you.
They're going to have to learn.
I feel like they just don't want them to grow up. Because it's their little baby.
But, like, you're hurting that child. Because they're going to be... They will not know.
Parents are parents because they love it. This is their creation. They want to love and protect that child from the world, the evils of the world. But they need to differentiate what's the evils of the world and what's stuff that you just don't want to teach your child. Mm-hmm. There are some parents who I know who don't want their child legit exposed to the LGBT community because they respect the LGBT community. They respect them. They understand them.
They just don't want their child
to know about it. They just don't want their child to be exposed to it.
So what happens if their child ends up being a part of that community? And they don't know where to go or anyone to talk to.
That's why you should actually teach your child this stuff. Yes, it may be a taboo. But here's the thing. It's better for them to know
than not to know at all.
Because if your child winds up being part of that community and they have no clue what to do, they're going to get into shit that they cannot get out of.
Preach.
And before that happens, as a good parent, you need to take the responsibility and teach your child.
But the fact that this is still a controversial topic is very tragic when, we're getting more advanced as a society.
But yet there's stuff. There's still stuff and topics. Like, we're advancing in certain areas and then other areas we just don't want to talk about. But we need to talk about all the areas to fully advance as a race.
Preach.
To move on, to grow, to develop. We need to develop everything. We can't just develop one thing, because then as soon as that one thing that we did develop is brought to light, that cracks the facade and everything comes crumbling down. While you thinking we're in a utopia, it is low-key a dystopia, and as soon as you realize that it's a dystopia, everything goes straight to hell. So you need to realize, understand, and teach all of this stuff. You can't just sweep it underneath the rug. Because that doesn't help you, that doesn't help them, that doesn't help anybody. It just prolongs the inevitable.
That's true.
That's a good topic to end on. Yes. Thank y'all for listening.
Yes. It's my podcast, thank you.
I'm fine. I was just pushing the audience.
But yeah, thank y'all for listening. This was a great topic. Tune in with us again next time. My name's Makai.
You know it's your girl Janae. Bye, I'm Asia.
Bianca.
Bye. Signing off. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Deuces.